You're listening to House Music News Weekly.
Sponsored by bestofhouse.co.uk. Keeping you in the loop.
Hello and a happy new year to you all. It's Monday the 11th of January and House Music News Weekly is back. The show that keeps you in the know will be available every Monday, so make sure you subscribe so as not to miss a thing. Now, here's what's been happening in 2010 so far. For electronic music at least, the future's bright. According to a BBC News article summing up 2009's popularity for electro-pop acts, 2010 is set to continue this trend. Yes, they may be talking pop, but as we know these days, the rule of the big four record companies is diminishing, and independent artists have just as much chance of making the charts as anyone else. To quote the article, electro-pop will continue to dominate, judging by the 15 acts on the long list for the BBC Sound of 2010. 2009 saw both pop and hip-hop, largely influenced by house music. Right now, Lady Gaga's Bad Romance, produced by Best Dance Recording Grammy Award nominee Red One, tops the charts. The influence these tunes has on the general public will only grow their enthusiasm for electronic music and should provide easier access for house music artists to reach out to more people than ever before. The future's bright indeed. Now, never one to shy away from the limelight, house music's biggest rock star, Deadmau5, has opted for another tattoo. This time, he's calling to fans who have the star's own image on their skin to submit designs for his next tattoo. Broadcasting his latest idea via Facebook, the Canadian had this to say. For every one of you fans I love so much that have Deadmau5 tattoos, I'm going to give you a square inch or something like that for you to design me something. Then I'll eventually compile them all and get a full sleeve done. If you're a fan and have a Deadmau5 tattoo gracing your skin somewhere, get in touch with the DJ and send in your design. Full details can be found on his Facebook profile. Now, club owners and clubbers alike are to enjoy later parties in the City of Love this year, after government officials extended Paris's late-night licence from 4am to 7am. After a petition signed by 12,000 bar and club owners warning the city was becoming the capital of sleep, it seems those officials took notice. Paris currently enjoys a huge electro scene that is only to get bigger now the parties can go on all night. And the biggest electronic music business conference has announced its dates for 2010. Amsterdam Dance Event will last between the 20th and 23rd of October and will feature the majority of last year's participants as well as many newcomers. The first event was held in 1995, making this year's event a 15th anniversary special. Tickets start at €230 for a 4-day pass if you register before May the 1st. For more information, visit the official Amsterdam Dance Event website. So that's it for this week. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast either through iTunes or via bestofhouse.co.uk. Thank you for listening. Back with you next Monday.
You're listening to House Music News Weekly.
Sponsored by bestofhouse.co.uk. Keeping you in the loop.